No, because you're saying, let's be friends, and most times you don't really mean it. If you actually meant, this is a good hint for everybody. The person dropping the be friends line on you actually meant it, they'd say, and I'm not just saying that. You know? Hey, let's be friends, and I'm not just saying that. I actually want to hang out with you. This Saturday, there's a go-kart thing going on.
There's a team potato sack race in the park. I would like you to be my partner.
Exactly. Okay, fine. That's not a good example of an event you would ask a friend to, but, you know, you'd actually establish the friendship. Let's be friends. Okay. We need some Doritos? If you're offered a bag of Doritos when they say that, maybe you're better off. So we're wondering, is, you know, the whole being friends thing, is that something we just need to drop from the breakup conversation because of people actually taking it seriously and thinking that maybe a friendship could happen? Do we? We need to be a little more honest, at least, and not say that if we don't mean it?
What if you just say, let's just be friends, but not best friends or anything. Just like the friend that you don't talk to very often at all.
Like a guy you knew in college 4 years ago who you haven't talked to since.
Yeah.
That type of friend.
Exactly.
Okay. And so what is that type of friend exactly? Someone who waves high when they see him?
Long-lost friend.
Okay. 539-9750 or 238-0975 on the phrase, let's be friends.
Hey, I think we should hang on to it. I mean, it's a perfect excuse. I mean, what's a better one?
So you think that women should just recognize what that means, or men should recognize what that means if they hear it from their girlfriend?
Well, I think it's a great thing for, you know, great excuse for a guy. I mean, like the perfect one.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's a good thing to fall back on, so why throw it out, yeah.
Instead of being, you know, all rude and saying, oh, I hate you, don't ever want to see you again, just say, hey, let's just be friends. It's like a universal excuse.
Yeah, that is a good point, because even though some people get stalked over it, like we've heard from like that previous woman and my friend who get stalked over the whole friendship thing still, how often does that really happen? That's a good point. It's still a good thing to fall back on, so maybe we shouldn't throw it out just yet.
Yeah, I definitely, even if everybody else throws it out, I'm hanging on to it.
Well, you enjoyed that, man. Thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem.
See you. Hey there, what do you think about being friends?
No, I just wanted to point out that last lady's ex-husband and the homeless lady from Kansas City should get hooked up.
Since he's lonesome and will take it wherever he gets it?
Yeah, and he said he's a drug addict, too, so I think that'd be a good match.
If only she had a phone number, we could have passed it along.
Oh, man, we're hurting.
Damn. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, man.
See you. Hey, what do you think about being friends as an excuse?
I don't think it's a good idea because I broke up with my ex-boyfriend and actually tried to still be friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, still friends with my family or whatever. And he ended up, because I moved in back with my parents after we broke up for a couple months, he ended up going to their house and stealing all my underwear. And all my adult toys and every tank top or any revealing shirt that I had so that no one else would be able to see me wear anything like that. So
now they just have to see you completely naked instead, right? Isn't that the alternative? Did he really think this thing through?
I guess he thought that I would just have to wear long sleeve shirts or whatever all the time and long jeans or whatever because he was going to take all the rest of my stuff and that I wouldn't. I don't know. It was really weird.
That's truly psycho, yeah.
Yeah, and then he, like, stole the amp out of my car and my stereo system and everything else. And
no kicking tunes either. So. Wow.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a good idea.
He tried to socially sterilize you, I guess.
I guess so, but it didn't work, so.
It didn't work? You were able to get new clothing and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, nicely done.
So.